Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our service on this beautiful evening in late September. I'm grateful for your presence wherever you may be, connecting with us in this beautiful sanctuary. We send love and presence and connection to you in your home, wherever you may be. Tonight, we will get to focus on the invitation for all of us to experience the joy of living from the open heart, and the miracles that can occur when we have that empty emotional center that is able to receive and to give freely. It's a powerful passage that Jesus teaches his disciples and empowers them to have being and to have knowledge. And we'll seek to apply that to our own spiritual journeys tonight. Again, thank you for your presence. I encourage you to prepare for partaking in Eucharist with us in your own home. And you can do that by preparing the bread and the juice or wine right now, before we enter into the silence. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to bless us and our service, to connect us with our combined intention, that through this service we would grow in love and holiness and union with God, and more than anything, continue to experience the miracle of open hearts to your love and to one another. May it be so. Amen.
Our gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. May this reading nourish our journey deeper into wisdom and love. Amen.
So the principle tonight is looking at the gift of freedom that is required in each of our lives to accomplish our mission. And freedom is not necessarily life without constraints. Freedom has more to do with being empty and emptied by life. And the emptiness allows one to discover a whole new dimension of trust. And in that trust that is born in the darkness of emptiness, of not knowing, not having, one discovers the gift of being, as it were, suspended from above and held by a force that holds you above the conditions of life and enables you to accomplish things that you never thought you could accomplish, to fulfill your destiny and to fulfill what God has created you for. That's the essence of this passage for me, and we'll unpack it in just a moment. But first, an illustration. I, like most men, like a good heist movie, especially when it's a heist movie stealing from bad guys, like drug dealers. And I recently, in the last couple of years, saw this movie, I don't even remember the name, of a Navy SEAL team that went in on a mission to steal hundreds of millions of dollars from a drug dealer. And they did it. And it was so exciting watching how they were doing it and whether they're going to get away with it. And they loaded it all up in a helicopter. And they were escaping. And it looked like they had done it. But then the helicopter had to climb over the Andes. And the helicopter started to moan and groan as it was getting higher and higher. And the engine started to blow. And they had to make this decision to throw all the money they had just spent the last hour in the movie getting. And out it went, out the back of the helicopter. They lost every single dollar, but they saved their lives. And so many of us are experiencing that kind of accumulation tendency. And we think that that accumulation is going to save us. But actually, it's just the opposite, it turns out. That while we may not literally need to throw our money away, we might be invited to throw something of ourselves away or to release something of ourselves so that we can keep being ascended from on high, as it were, keep being suspended and taken to a different level of being. And if you think about that image of releasing something so that you can rise, or releasing something so that you can float, it's a powerful analogy, and that's exactly what Jesus is inviting his disciples to do. And he tells them a very powerful thing. Number one, he's giving them force and authority. And this is the first principle of the spiritual journey, that you must be connected to someone who is pressurized by spirit. And if it's called the teacher in many traditions, but that pressurization is coming from above, flowing through an individual, and their pressurization then pressurizes you. Like a helium tank pressurizes a balloon that was flaccid and all of a sudden it's full. Spirit flowing through another individual, whether it's through a sermon or a book or a presence or a silence, whatever it might be, fills you up. And that's exactly what happens here. Jesus conveys authority and power to his disciples, his closest ones. And it's two things. It's both power and authority. And the fact that it's two things, they're very different, but one can be suggested as energy, that is fuel for the journey, and then authority, which is the power to do, the force that accomplishes and uses the energy. And this force and authority then does something to the demons and the diseases. The conditions of life get neutralized by this force and authority that Jesus has conveyed to his disciples. And that just didn't happen back then. It's happening right this second. It's happening right now all around the world as beings who are pressurized with force and authority that have been handed down one generation after the other through encounters with the higher dimensions of authority and influences starts to go out and about in the world and changes our lives. So this is the first thing, is to recognize that if you aren't feeling empowered to accomplish your mission in life, ask yourself what influences you're connecting to. Because it turns out that so many influences deflate us instead of inflate us. They pretend to inflate us, but then later on we discover that actually it's been diminishing. And it's not that diminishment is to be avoided, it's the wrong kind of diminishment. It's zapping the God-given authority and power that is coming by the Holy Spirit. And this is not the diminishment that Jesus is about to talk about. The second thing is that what I find to be fascinating is the freedom that all of us are called to fulfill our mission touches on the what we would call the gift of knowledge and the gift of being. And when these two things come together, he says, I charge you to go preach and to proclaim and to heal. To proclaim and to heal. And it's the teaching or the proclaiming and the healing. The healing is related to being. The teaching is relating to knowing. And when these two things come together, miracles happen. And so work on both edges of that knife. Sharpen your knowledge and sharpen your being. And we can't get into how, but you can discover more and more how those things can come together and that knife of yours, of your life, can be sharpened in the both knowing and being. And when that happens, something really powerful begins to happen in your life, that others are touched by the Holy Spirit through your knowledge and your being. And in your unique capacity, in your unique way, your ministry, your life starts to fulfill its destiny. So coming under the authority of different influences, sharpening up knowledge and being, then all of a sudden frees you to fulfill your destiny in God. And then finally, we'll just come to this last thing about his charge, take nothing. Take nothing. And that's really extraordinary because the Greek word literally means not one thing. It's not just don't take anything. It's don't take one thing or don't take one person. It's very specific. And we think about this in terms of what he said, you know, don't take your staff, don't take your money, don't take your food, don't take your a second cloak. Well, if you think about it at the psychological level, don't take anything of yourself with you. Be empty, free of self. Don't take all of the things that have accumulated yourself and defined yourself. Release that, let it go, and then go out and do this ministry, go out and do this thing. So what it, for me, informs me about is the gift of centering. And to take nothing literally means to allow the center to consume me more and more so that the pipe is empty and the Spirit can flow through me. Because it turns out that when we take nothing, then we're empty or less full. And in our in that space, that vacuum, something else can flow through us other than the thing that was normally there that we brought with us, ourselves. So interpreting this psychologically, it really is an invitation to step into the gift of being dismantled, the gift of letting go of all the things that you hold on to as your source of security and definition of identity and selfhood. And that is a turbulent process, and it's almost as scary as letting go of $100 million out the window that you thought would change your life. Can you let go of that thing that you hold on to so tightly? And if you can, in that moment of trust and faith of releasing it, what ends up happening is you feel suspended from above and elevated in your being and, as it were, raised up. And that word take doesn't necessarily mean like hold on to. It literally means to rise up, let go of. Let go of everything. Take nothing. Hold on to nothing. Let air lift you up. It's really, the Greek word literally there translated in the English verb take is aero. That's the Greek word, aero. So did you think about that? Be lifted up, be elevated, be suspended from above. And then lastly, just to conclude with another image. And I've heard this from very, very few people, but one person who literally told me this was Bernadette Roberts. And I've read about it in other places, and perhaps you have too. But Bernadette Roberts told me, and has told others in this community, that on her spiritual journey of emptying of self, she came to a place where literally she started to be elevated as she was meditating, literally floating off the earth, that the normal rules of gravity, the laws of gravity, were suspended, and she was under the authority of higher laws and no longer under these laws that normal human beings live. She had no reason to lie about this, because the very next thing she said out of her mouth was, and I tried to get this done as quickly as possible, and the way I did that, she sat in the closet, so she would just hit her head, and no one would see it. And she said it passed, finally. But all throughout the traditions, there is this concept of being elevated from above, of literally levitating. And you can see that in Jesus' story of walking on the water, and Peter walking on the water. But you can also see it in the spiritual principle of lightening of self, of being lightened of ourself. And as we're lightened of ourself, we literally are raised up, if not psychologically and figuratively, then in some cases, literally. And I love how the Meditations on the Tarot interprets this, that levitation as a sign of the spiritual grace, very, very rare spiritual grace, occurs when someone is so attracted to the vertical dimension or God that they cannot be contained on this dimension, and they literally are so attracted to the influence from the higher dimension that they literally physically levitate. Now, this is not a talk about levitation, but it is an analogy to talk about the fact that Jesus is charging all of us on our spiritual journeys. If you're going to fulfill your destiny, take nothing. Nothing of yourself, lessen of yourself, lighten of yourself. Throw it out so you can rise up to a whole other dimension of your being and knowledge. And that it turns out that we go through these thresholds where you can't see anything, feel anything, know anything. It's as if God's dead to you and you don't know what to do. and you've got to trust to take the next step into the darkness. And that is a kind of letting go of self. And as we keep faithful to the journey, God keeps faithful to us, and we let go, and all of a sudden the lights come back on, and we're in a different place in our being, and we're transformed from one degree of glory to the next, little by little by little. And in that process, we really get to feel the joy of fulfilling our destiny, whatever that might be, in its unique mundaneness, being a mother, being a father, working at the grocery store, writing a letter, just being patient with the child or grandchild. These are all ways we fulfill our destiny and manifest the higher dimension that is the empty dimension, empty of self, open, cleared out, purified, flowing with spirit that's not encumbered by the personality or all the things that accumulate in the course of a lifetime. So I think it's a very compelling invitation to take God up on the invitation to say, clear me, flow through me, evacuate from me anything that is hindering or blocking my further elevation into the divine realm. And I don't want to be an angel on this planet. That's for another dimension. But I do want to be a divinized human being. And that is really what Christ is here to show us, what we're all about. And Jesus models that. He couldn't be lifted up on the cross had he had 1 ounce of self left in him. It was his emptiness that allowed him to be raised up on the cross as a symbol for what emptiness does. Yes, emptiness will crucify you. It will crucify every single part of you. And then you will be dead to self. And then you'll be raised to a whole nother life. There you see it in simple terms. Death, resurrection, ascension. Let's just take a moment in the silence. You've heard what I've had to say. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to lift each of us up in our level of knowledge and being. I thank you for your presence here tonight in the communion of the Spirit and the cloud of the Church of Conscious Harmony. I trust that if you wish to attend, you can go to the church website to register to participate in a Wednesday night service or a Sunday morning service. Wherever you may be, receive the benediction of God's love that lifts us up and empties us out and sends us out into the world empowered with a quality of love that is incomparable. Amen.